I'm going to read three quotes and you'll have to pick which one is true. It's like two lies and a truth. It's our version of it.
I'm going to use ChatGPT to make these fake quotes super realistic.
Welcome to this mini episode of the Roland Forward podcast.
I'm Dr. Alicia Roland.
I'm Dr. Stephanie Roland.
We are on vacation,
but we want to stay up with you and bring you a mini version of our health news. Alicia, I think we have a couple of small trivia games we're going to play together today. So I am going to read you three quotes, and I need you to tell me which one RFK Jr. said.
Oh, this is going to be so hard.
It's like two lies and a truth. It's our version of it. Okay. You ready?
No.
Buckle in. Vaccines were invented by people who did not want to go outside and build real immunity through dirt and hugs.
He 100% could have said that.
Wi-Fi radiation opens your blood-brain barrier, which is why I don't let my kids use laptops.
He has said lots of things about Wi-Fi.
Or the CDC is basically a subsidiary of Big Cupcake. They have been suppressing the truth about sugar and its effect on psychic dreams.
This is really difficult. I'm going to go with number two because his quote about Wi-Fi that I know is that Wi-Fi in schools is a greater threat to children than mass shootings.
Oh, God.
That is what he has said.
That's a quote. Oh.
And so I'm going to go with number two.
A point one for Alicia. Number two is correct. RFK Jr. did say, Wi-Fi radiation opens your blood-brain barrier, which is why I don't let my kids use laptops. I just want to take a moment to do a little bit of public health education. So the blood-brain barrier refers to that protective layer lining the blood vessels in the brain, preventing toxins from crossing into the brain. This is a selective gatekeeper so that if you're taking certain medications, they don't cross into the brain. It's a semi-permeable membrane. So the idea that Wi-Fi is affecting this blood-brain barrier is very odd. It's not consistent with any medical evidence I've ever read. But you get a point for that.
Does he need evidence?
We now know that he does not need evidence to say anything that he's currently saying. So do you get a second point for that?
I will take all the points that I can get.
Okay, so Alicia 2, Stephanie 0. Now I have to get a question. You gotta give me a challenge, something. Let's go.
I'm not prepared.
Is that the quote? Because I would agree with that. It was by him. But I don't know that he's ever said that.
Okay. Did he say, A, vaccines are like software updates for your immune system, except you don't get to read the terms and conditions?
Ooh, I don't think he said this one because that's acknowledging the importance of vaccine updates, and I don't think he has that. So I don't think it's this one.
Did he say, the real pandemic is silence, the kind that comes when Big Pharma pays for your opinion?
Okay, this is a contender. He's been all about Big Pharma, talking a big game about that while not saying anything about Forever Chemicals recently. So this is a contender. I'm going to leave it in the race.
This one's so bad. I feel like I can't say it.
But did he say it?
Or C, even in Hitler's Germany, you could cross the Alps to Switzerland. You could hide in an attic like Anne Frank.
God, I hope it's not this one. I really hope it's not that one. I'm going to go B just because, like, I'm hoping for humanity. Oh, no.
He has compared vaccine mandates to Nazi Germany, but saying that you could at least escape from Nazi Germany by hiding in the attic like Anne Frank.
There is so much about this that is so gross and feels just very, very ick. So I'm going to... These are the officials that are being brought to us by this administration. These are the quotes that they have made, deeply disturbing as they are.
So I would just like to reiterate, I have 2 points and you have 0.
Oh, I do. It's 2-0. Okay. One more question and then we're going to go back to sipping wine in the southwest of France.
Okay. I'll give you the question so that you have the potential.
Okay. This is my makeup round.
Your makeup round. Okay. Did RFK Jr. say, A, Anthony Fauci has turned the NIH into the Vatican of Big Pharma.
Okay, I could believe that one. Plausible.
B, if they make you wear a mask, they can make you tattoo your social security number on your forehead.
Oh, wow. That's disturbing.
Okay. Or C, Fauci orchestrated and executed a historic coup d'etat against Western democracy.
I'm going to go with C because they've made some really absurd statements about Dr. Fauci. Oh, how many points do I get? I should have clarified that before the question. Is this like a double round where I get 2 points?
I mean, what do I get in exchange before I tell you how many points you get? What are you willing to barter and negotiate?
I'm willing to barter and negotiate the fame and glory from winning this current round of trivia.
So 1 point.
And here we are at a standstill. Alicia has 2 points. Stephanie has 1 point. And we must go back to our tour of the history of the boulangerie, where we must try all the pastries of Southwest France. And we'll be back next week with a full episode of the Rolling Forward podcast.
I'm Dr. Alicia Roland.
I'm Dr. Stephanie Roland.
I was going to say enjoy the wine.
Enjoy our forays into musical. What do you call
it? We should say we have a parting gift.
And enjoy this new song.
Inspired by our good friend. Not our good friend. Inspired by someone we surprisingly agreed with, Nicole Shanahan. Yes, it's very strange. Doesn't make any sense. Yes, it's very strange. Doesn't make any sense. Brainworms, dead bears, influencers. Ooh, yes, it's very strange. Doesn't make any sense. Flat earth, fluoride, unregulated supplements, cancel vaccines. Despite all the evidence. Yes, it's very strange. Doesn't make any sense.
Let us know what you think. We're recording this in advance of our vacation, so I thought we were going to the south of France, but honestly, I'll take anything right now.